Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hello.
Every time we get a Newcastle approver, shit gets weird.
It does. Yeah. Oh, is this person from Newcastle?
We're calling Caitlin in Newcastle. So who the F knows what's about to...
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is that Caitlin in Newcastle?
Is that Tony from Melbourne?
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Will you approve the podcast, Caitlin?
I absolutely will approve the podcast.
Yay!
Hey, it's CJ from Newcastle and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, an altercation with an 80-year-old lady who I think we'll all agree was in the wrong.
I'm worried for you telling this story, to be honest.
Why?
Are you sure that people aren't going to turn? Because sometimes when you say things like this, people go, you know what, I'm actually not on Ryan's side. So are you sure that you want to share publicly you fucking beating on an old woman verbally?
It's an undisputed fact that she did start it.
Undisputed. Do you have any witnesses?
Well, she started it. And what I will say up top is... she was unnecessarily lippy. Yep. Yeah. Probably not anymore, though.
She did.
All right. Well, she could have died of old age, the old hag. But no, I think I just let her know who was right. Anyway, that's coming up soon. I'm moving house.
Woo!
Beyonce Airbnb. We're
this is
in.
Fucking exciting.
We're in. Feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm never moving again for the rest of my life.
Well, you can't afford to anyway.
Can't afford to. But I think I've said before, I have actually moved around for work and study a lot.
Yeah.
And I have been thinking for the last 10 years, like, we want to find the one.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
We're not moving again. This is it. We want to have 57 babies in this house.
Yeah.
Every single family Christmas. This is the home dog we're in.
I do have one question.
Sure.
Where are we at with us moving to Paris, though? Because we did say we would do that yesterday. Would you take maybe 6 months out of Beyonce's Airbnb to come to Paris with me or something? Or we'd have to take 6 months off the podcast? We could Zoom. I'll go to Paris and live. You could live vicariously through me. A childless wonder.
Until we started talking.
Oh, could you look after Pippa, actually?
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, this is great. Built-in home-based babysitter.
Wee-wee, Pippa. she'll go to Paris with you. I think.
Yeah, she would, actually. There's no way that we wouldn't take her with us.
Yeah. To be honest, when I decided I was never moving again, that was before yesterday when we decided that we were moving to Paris. So consider me torn.
Yeah, Natalie and Brulia.
Well, it's Beyonce's Airbnb. We can just Airbnb out this place for a bit. We'll pay for the Paris trip.
Surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, one night at Beyonce's Airbnb is what, like $12,000?
No, it's in the Eiffel Tower.
Oh. What?
Well, for the price I could charge.
Did you want to do the Eiffel Tower with me? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that.
Have you been Eiffel? No, I know. Have you been Eiffel Towered?
Nah.
That's a shame.
Nah, I've never found two people that want to fuck me at the same time. They're few and far between. They never overlapped.
So today...
Sorry, we've gone off track.
Things you can say getting Eiffel Towered and also in the bedroom.
The same thing.
Things you can say moving house and also in the bedroom.
Oh, fuck. I was backing up the trunk, right? And I've dented the backside. Did we get that insurance?
I hope so.
The dump truck's got a bit of a bloody.
Do you reckon this will fit? Spoiler alert, it will.
Let's try. Give it the old college try. Oh, no. It didn't fit and I've split my box open.
Split. That box isn't fragile. I actually know for a fact they can take a good pounding.
Don't put your valuables in here. Do you have any heavy-duty tape? We don't want these moving at all.
Wow. Are you going to strap your wrists?
Playing volleyball.
Playing
later.
Volleyball. Do you have a preferred place, or should I just stick this wherever makes sense?
If you could Tetris it in, that'd be great. Yeah. You might actually go around some corners.
Well, left, rotate.
Yeah. Tap the button to make it go. Oh, I need to open this up. Do you have any box cunters?
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah. No.
I wasn't expecting that.
Or maybe you could show me your Stanley knife.
I wish my name was Stanley just so I could make that joke
all
the time.
Oh, yeah, that'd be worth it.
Do you reckon Stanley Tucky rolls that out in a nightclub?
Fuck yeah.
G'day, sweetheart. Want to see me Stanley knife?
Fuck, he wouldn't even have to say that, to be honest. I'd be interested.
Can I slice you open with my Stanley knife? Fuck me. Before I put this in your box, I'm going to wrap it in plastic. Better to be safe. Oh, it's not on the box, it's not on the bubble wrap. Sorry.
Whore.
That's my wife you're talking about. She's got a name.
This is for when you've moved and you're putting your furniture back together at the new house. Yep, yep. Yeah, hammer that right in. Is your name Alan? Because I need your key.
My name, I am an Alan Key because my one tool will get every job you need done.
I must be Swedish because your Alan Key fits in every hole. And I love your meatballs. Do you have any lingonberry jam your dick in my ass?
Don't ask me where those meatballs came from because it just feels like massive horse.
Oh, luckily we've got this. Luckily we've got this flat pack because you've blown me back doors. Put it back together. Use your Allen key, you know. So we've got a bit off track. We're kind of doing IKEA in the bedroom
doing
now.
Doing IKEA gags.
Yeah. IKEA gag.
Your flag's not the only thing that's blue. Things you can say moving house and also in the bedroom. Pivot!
Is Friends your personality?
No, I'm a Seinfeld guy.
Well, you just made a Friends joke.
Yeah, I know. Because when we mentioned we're doing this segment, about 75 people recommended Pivot.
Mm.
And who am I to not go with it? It's actually a very funny scene, though.
It is. Ooh. You might have to strap this one down. It just keeps falling off the bed. What? Like the trailer bed, like, you know, when you got like a flat bed.
I thought
bed.
You were talking about me with my wax back. I really appreciate what you're doing, but if you keep this up, you're going to need to see a chiropractor.
Oh, me back's fucked. I find that when you lift, to avoid the chiropractor, lift and jerk. Or is that not jerk? Lift with your knees and your back and jerk.
Don't lift with your back. Lift with your knees and use those hips. To avoid the injury.
I don't need a hand. I've got it.
Sorry.
You know when someone that's not very experienced tries to... lend a hand.
Mate, I appreciate it, but I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
I know it's not for everyone, but for me, the random man in a van got the job done.
At such a good price.
Couldn't buy the materials for that.
Do you think that man in a van will want to sponsor that video?
I'm going to tag them in it and just pretend like they did.
Yeah, great.
Hashtag ad. Man in a van. Can't believe they sponsored that. Neither can they.
But look at all this great publicity. Is your key not working?
Just give it a minute.
Because can you not get in?
Just give it a minute. Let me take a tablet, then the key will be fine. But until then, I'll just rub the key ring on the side of your leg.
Maybe you could climb in a window.
Fucking hell. Do you want it in the bedroom or the lounge?
In my ass. Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. Was that an option? Oh, move that to the left. No, to the right. To the left again. To the left again. Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah. Right down there. Yeah. Keep going. Right down.
I've pulled the hose out, but is there a way we can drain it as well?
Well, you can't take it to the new house full. So I'll take care of it for you.
I actually wanted to clean this up so it's fresh for the next person.
Kind.
It is kind. I'm a kind guy. Pay it forward. That's what I've always said. You know what it's like when you turn up to a new place and you go, this is fucked. Buyer's remorse.
What did you call me? Did you want to...
Boner's remorse.
Oh, my God. I literally sound like I smoke 20,000 cigarettes a day.
Yeah, people are going to know it's true.
Look, I'm really sorry. This is a little bit inconvenient, but the front's actually being painted. So could you come in the back instead?
No worries, love. How do I get around there? Is there a side gate?
Just got the painters in.
Just go through the garage, yeah.
If you don't mind.
What colour they paint it? Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
Are your, all your mates able to come around and give us a hand?
They'd be honoured.
We'll give them a pizza to say thanks.
Hey, it's BJ from Newcastle and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Courtney Lee. Thank you so much, Courtney. Holly Levi. Cam Cicciarillo. I'm not sure. I'm not living in Europe yet because obviously we'll be moving to Paris.
You know how to pronounce
shortly.
That one. Yeah. Left Paris.
Becky with the good hair, probably.
Yep, I would have thought so.
Laura Roberts. Bo Saverin. Jem Yao. Will. Very good. Meow. Christopher Mason. Emily Collins. Georgia. And Spencer Mullen.
Thank you, Spence.
Much.
Thanks for
the big Spence. Hey, big Spencer.
Thanks for being part of the Patreon. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we fucking love to see it, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
We got lots of good feedback on the round of personalized videos that we did just yesterday.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people
sick.
Are loving it, which is awesome.
We are getting through
them,
getting
by the way.
Them.
That's just
close.
Me dropping in some truth that we're
chipping away, doing our best stuff.
All right, you need to fucking elaborate on what's going on here.
Well, first of all, I want you to think about your house, Tony, because I've seen your house and we've discussed that your house doesn't have a lot of storage.
Yeah, and it's not AD worthy, but it is nice. Yep.
So you listening to the pod, how much stuff is in your house that you never actually use?
Oh. This is actually aggressive and I don't want to start this part of the podcast off like this.
Do you have clothes that you have never worn, will never wear, but for some reason you know you'll wear it eventually?
Or do you have those things in your house that you paid a lot of money for?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, but you don't.
I can't throw them out. I paid $50 for these.
Yeah, or
Ryan, they're a size 34 and you are a few sizes north of that.
Yeah, but not even just clothes, stuff that you go, oh, I love this, and you then you don't love it anymore.
We bought a foot spa.
An impulse buy. Yeah, but that was $30.
Yeah, but then you look at it and go, it's taken up a fair bit of space. And it was in lockdown. We don't have a bath. We thought we'd get a foot spa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because we're moving house, we're kind of doing the, let's not take shit into the new house and say we'll deal with it. If we're not using it,
fuck it off.
Don't. It doesn't come with us.
It's such a great cleanse.
A line in the sand moment.
Oh, I do actually love moving house for that.
No other reason.
But I feel like because you're so fucked off with having to move, you get so ruthless.
Yeah. So
you're just like, nah, I don't need my fucking yearbook from year seven. Fuck it off. Like all that shit.
So Bridget has gone through her wardrobe and just gone, haven't worn it, probably not going to wear it. There's a few bright and colourful ones. And now that she doesn't, she's more of a subtle dresser.
Because your vibe changes.
Yeah, her vibe changes. And she goes, oh, but that's a beautiful dress. And someone would get a lot of use out of that. And so we put some of our clothes into this group that Bridget has. That's all like the girls. They have like their girls chat.
It's in the group.
And she went, here's all these beautiful clothes. Just if you want to come around and try them on, just take them.
Yeah.
And so a lot of girls did that, which was awesome. And she goes, the rest of them, we're going to donate it to the Salvos.
Yeah.
And is that a thing in other countries? It's like the Goodwill?
Yeah, well, like thrifting, thrift stores.
So basically the Salvo, you drop off your stuff that's, and the idea, it's not trash, it's like good clothes.
Yeah.
And then they sell it and they keep the profits and they use that for all the good work that the Salvation Army does and stuff like that. So I'm in the car the other day and the whole car is full of Bridget's clothes that are great stuff, but she's not going to wear it. And she goes, it's not coming to the new house.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I think I was talking to you on the phone in the car.
Yeah, you rang me in the morning. Yeah,
and the Salvo's place wasn't open and I said, yeah, I'll just leave the stuff out the front. And what was the thing? What did you say to me on the phone?
I said that's illegal dumping because it's like a thing because I think that people get lazy and don't say you haven't done it, you or anybody listening. I've driven around with bags of clothes in my car for 6 months and gone, oh, I'll pop those in the Salvo's bin when I see one. And you never see one. And then 6 months later, you're moving house or you have to go and buy furniture from fucking IKEA or something. And you go, fuck, I've got to clean my car out. There's all this fucking clothes in there.
Yeah.
And then you finally do it and you go, why didn't I just do that 6 months ago?
Yeah, it's actually so easy.
But because of that, I think that they've had to put signs out the front of those bins and out the front of the stores being like, please don't just leave your shit on the ground because that's illegal dumping.
So when we were clearing out stuff, we had two piles.
Yep.
We had Salvo's, it's still good pile.
Yeah.
And we had that this is trash, throw it out pile.
Yep.
And I know what you're saying. A lot of people get lazy and they just see the Salvo's as a place to get rid of shit.
Yeah. And they go, trash. Just pop it down there.
Just fucking down there. And those bins can become like there's old mattresses and they're fucked and it's a real eyesore and a burden because then someone else has to deal with your shit.
Yeah.
So I just want to go on the record and say that I had a bag of Bridget stuff that was great.
Yep. It was like good quality.
Good quality stuff. She's just not going to wear it. Not her vibe anymore. So I get to the store. You've said on the phone, I'm pretty sure that's illegal. I was like, Tony, mate, don't fucking come at me with that. So I get to the store.
I'm a rule follower.
And there's a big sign out the front. Huge sign. Cannot miss this sign. Dumping of trash and unusable goods is illegal. I will comment that the store was closed, so I couldn't go into the store and drop it off.
Right, yep.
And there was just a bunch of stuff lined up at the front door just on the ground.
Yep.
And if there wasn't anything on the ground, I would have gone, oh, they're not open, maybe I'll come back.
Yeah.
But it's as if someone else started it and I went, oh.
So some other asshole dumped their shit on the floor and you were like, oh,
shit.
Cool,
I don't know that was shit. I must have been good. So then I read the sign and I will repeat this sign. The dumping of trash and unusable goods is illegal. And I went, well, this isn't trash and this isn't unusable goods. I would say it is, in fact, very usable. So I put it in the bag near the door and I thought when they open up, they'll be able to bring it in and they'll be able to sell that. Some people will be very happy. They'll make some dollars out of it. How great.
So that's how you justified it to yourself to like fucking leave garbage on the floor.
Okay, well, I'm seeing which side you're going to take. This 80-year-old lady rocks up.
I bet she does. Oh, and I'm on her side already.
And she said, you know that's illegal? Straight
maybe,
off the gate.
Maybe it was me.
Maybe it was you. And, yeah, it wasn't a hey, how you going? Do you know that's illegal?
So what do you, like, is she just like walking
She's
down
walking
the street?
She's walking past, yeah. Yeah, okay. So it's in, for those playing along at home, in Abbotsford.
Yeah.
And I would say it's like 100 or so metres off the main street. So she's obviously like walking from her place down the main street and has to walk past the Salvos.
Yeah.
So she's not hanging out there.
Yeah.
She's just walking past as I happen to be going over there.
Yeah.
I will also add that I am, you know, like, not that I'm like a snappy dresser anyway, but when I'm like at home, it's like trackies.
Yeah.
Nothing matches. It's just like whatever. So I'm wearing these new little tracksuit pant material shorts that I bought from Champion that are pink.
Yeah.
Have you seen me wear those ones?
No.
Okay. So it's a pink tracky pant short.
That's a choice.
I'm wearing.
Do you think you're colorblind, maybe?
I mean, it's a cool question for another day, but even you asking that question is quite aggressive.
Sorry.
And I am wearing, you know, like business people that want a personality, so they have like fun business socks.
Yeah.
Because they have to wear a boring suit. So I've got fun business socks on in my, like, those slides.
Yeah. So like Adidas slides.
Adidas slides with some like funky polka dot colored business socks. I've got these bright pink shorts and I've got the Bubble O Bill sweater on, which is like pink and blue and brown and whatever. And so this old lady, I will give her credit for one thing.
Yeah.
Looked immaculate.
Oh, okay. So she's a fancy lady.
Well, I mean, Richmond and Abbotsford, we've talked about the fact it can go both ways.
Yeah. She was the top end.
Yeah. And I suspect, given the time of day on a Sunday, maybe out for like a Sunday lunch or a brunch or something. Down on Victoria Street or Richmond.
Was there anybody else walking past
Not
or watching
really.
You or anything?
Not
okay.
Really.
Okay.
And so out of nowhere, she goes, you know, that's illegal.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
You're looking shit. She's looking perfect.
Yeah.
She's like, who's this scumbag leaving their trash on the floor?
I'm feeling really called out. And I said, oh, it says unusable goods. And trust me, in here, very usable. People are going to love this. And she just goes, no. It says no dumping of stuff. You can't do it. And then I was like, go and read the sign. Because in my
mind. Is that what you said?
Yeah. In my mind.
Have you said this with a bit of chewed? Have you gone, go and read the sign?
I wouldn't say it was aggressive, but it was like frustration.
Like,
because,
matter of fact?
Yeah. Because in my mind, when it says dumping of unusable goods, that's saying don't put your shit here.
A bag of garbage. Yeah.
But in my mind, I'm like, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm dropping it off to a charity. Like, I'm doing the, maybe not the 100% right thing, but like,
I'm a good guy.
I'm a good guy. And I was trying to be like, it says unusable, but this is usable.
I hear what you're
saying.
This
is not trash. It doesn't say don't dump anything. It says don't dump trash or unusable goods. This is very usable. And then, and this is where fucking shit went from like, we both think we're being the Good Samaritan.
Yep.
And there's a, you know, there's obviously, we're not going to see eye to eye. And we both think we're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
But it hadn't turned nasty. And I said, it's actually usable. It's good stuff. Trust me, this stuff's quite fashionable.
And then she goes, are you colorblind, do you think?
well, pretty much like she, and again, she looked unreal.
Yeah.
And she just, when you say looked me up and down, that makes me think like, looks down, look up.
Oh, no. Look me up and down is the stink eye, like.
But the time it took to look down, she spent like slowly looks down and like individually judged, like looked down at my shoes, like the flip-flops and went, righto, shit socks, what are those shorts, that jumper, are you fucking serious? Obviously didn't do, like every piece of my soul, she just went, like, observe the whole thing.
Was it Anna Wintour? Is she in Australia right now?
I know you say that as a joke.
But that kind of vibe? Mean old woman, very fashionable.
I actually think it was Anna Wintour. And if it wasn't.
Big if.
A very similar vibe.
Because I have actually read in the magazines she loves to holiday in Abbotsford. In November.
She calls the restaurant. I'm coming.
Oh, Anna, here. Yeah, you're always here in November.
Do you want the medium rare and the asparagus?
Yeah.
So I go, trust me, it's fashionable.
And she's like, right on.
So she looks down and looks back up and goes, I'm sure that you think it is.
No.
Yeah.
She fucking did not.
She fucking did.
Were you just shocked?
I
would have probably started crying.
So I...
You're like, I did.
When you say, was I shocked, it wasn't like, I wasn't expecting that, or I said something back. I literally was physically taken aback. I stood back a step and was like... And I wanted to be like... And it was at that stage that I just realised what I was wearing.
Yeah.
Because at the time, you're like, you're just moving house, you're throwing stuff on.
Oh, there's shit everywhere.
And
yeah.
I don't know about you, when you're like throwing clothes out, you try everything on.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I'll try this shirt. Oh, will I throw those jeans out? And suddenly you're wearing the biggest mismatch of all sorts. And suddenly I'm like, oh, I've left the house in this. And then
I'm on the street right now.
And so I had this, how fucking dare you? And then I realised what I was wearing and I was sort of really fucked off but also couldn't agree more.
And also very impressed with the comeback.
Yeah,
that
I was a bit like, if you said that to anyone else, I'd be giving you the high five of your fucking life right now. But the fact you said it to me, I'm actually extremely torn because, old lady, that's some fucking hot gear right there.
Can I come to the Met Gala?
Yeah, where are you going for lunch? Is there a spare seat? Because I'm all about whatever this is. But I'm also got to save face and be the... So, and I'm pretending like I wasn't impressed.
Oh,
but I was
God.
A bit like...
If that was in a movie, she would then take you and there would be a fashion montage of you and then you'd walk out like schmickaz.
Yeah. Or she goes, hey, come shopping with me. I'll show you what fashion really is. And then it's like, and then the you're 100%
so exactly what I just said.
I'm agreeing with you. You have a hard time when people agree with you. Don't you?
I bet you think you're fashionable.
So.
Holy shit. I just can't believe that happened. And she said that. And then, so then were you just like, well, holy fuck. And then did she just walk on?
So I said,
aww.
Sheepishly, and this sounds like I'm trying to throw my wife Bridget under the bus, but it was actually quite the opposite.
You're like, no, my wife's pretty cool. I would have said the same.
I was like, it's, if I try to act it exactly how I said it, because I was... It's my wife's stuff. It's actually good. And she goes, oh, okay.
She goes, wife? In those shoes.
And then I said, it says unusable. It's usable.
But you're going, then you start to stutter because she's fucking powerful ass.
And I go, it says unusable. Go look at the sign. And then she just like walked past the sign, looked at it, like shrugged and just kept walking. And then I just left.
Did you have a little cry in the car? You get home and you're like, Bridget, this woman's really mean to me.
It was quite the opposite, actually. I got home and Bridget goes, like, oh, how'd you go?
Yeah.
Ask me that. You pretend to be Bridget.
Oh, how'd you go?
It was fine.
All good? Did you find the
beer? It was fine. Yep, all good.
Did you go out
it was
in that?
Fine. Yeah. That's actually what happened. All right. We live to tell another tale.
Oh, my God. That's fucking... I cannot believe that. We've got to go find that woman.
No, we don't.
We do. We've got to go find her.
Be in a dress up or a costume.
Yeah. But we'll find her and we'll go, big mistake. Huge. Look how handsome this guy is. We'll pump you back up, mate. We'll figure it out.
All right, give me your love to see it.
I have a recommendation.
Ooh.
Recently, Torbs and I started watching this TV show on ABC, iView.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever looked at iView, but there's actually such sick stuff on there. I think it's Australian only, unfortunately. So for the three people in Australia that listen, you'll love this recommendation. The show called Fisk.
Oh, Fisk is unreal.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched the first season, but the second season just came out.
Only just started.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
So it's Kitty Flanagan and fucking Marty Sheargold.
My OJ.
Yeah, and she's like a lawyer and she kind of gets divorced and she's a bit down in the dumps. Yeah. So she's like living with her auntie and like a bit of a makeshift thing. But it is the funniest fucking show.
How good's Aaron Chen?
Oh, it is just such a good show.
Yeah.
Everyone in it is phenomenal. Fucking Julia Zemiro walking around. Like, it's
being a lord.
So fucking good.
Would you say it's like classic Australian?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, so that leads to like recommendation and a half. Mm. All Australian TV. Get amongst it. It's
That's
fucking
broad.
Good though.
It is good. It is good.
Please Like Me is probably one of my favourite shows. Yeah. That's on Netflix, I think. So
it's underrated.
It is.
Or is it because it's, you wouldn't call it a sitcom, but it's like a comedy, like a scripted comedy.
Yeah.
It's just like, they're not.
But the comedic timing is like so bang on. It's an awesome show.
But the scripted comedy is like, it just doesn't seem to be a big thing anymore.
No.
Like back in the day, like Seinfeld, Ray Romano, like everything, like everyone wanted to do a scripted comedy. But now it's just like reality shows, panel shows.
Yeah.
You don't actually get many, and because they don't like take off. Like Fisk ain't going to go viral like some quote from.
Yeah.
Someone's going to go. But it should because you're right, that show's great.
It's a really, really good show.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking love it. And we've been, we pounded the fucking whole show in like 2 days.
Yeah,
And it's the second season's just started. So if you have access to it, whether it's iView or it's somewhere else, please watch it. It's so good.
Maya loved to see it. We'll call her Miss A.
Miss A.
Yep. Code name.
Oh.
I went out for Halloween dressed as J-Lo from Hustlers.
Was this a tarpa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I stopped in my liquor store on the way out and I saw my abusive ex at the store.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've been diagnosed with PTSD from this relationship and I've been working with my therapist trying to move on with my life.
Oh, Miss A.
So she turns up and she sees him and like, you can imagine that the horror. She said,
and when you go out in costume, you're like feeling good, you're feeling hot, and you know, that would really knock your confidence.
So when I saw him, I had to control my breathing. I cursed a lot under my breath. Like we'd actually prepared for this moment with my therapist because she's like, well, one day you're going to run into him.
Yep.
And like, what are you
going
to do?
It's inevitable, yeah.
Yep. So dressed as J-Lo from Hustlers, I casually walked past, because like we both saw each other, it's a small liquor store, you can't just like.
Yeah.
I casually just walked past him and said, hey, how you been? And smiled and just kind of kept walking. I could not believe how well I handled it. And because I was on my way to the bars for the night and because I looked like J-Lo from Hustlers, I looked fucking incredible.
Of course. Yeah, girl.
So, Miss A, you fucking love to see that. Good on you. We're super proud of you. Well done.
Miss A. Yeah. Oh. And it would have been so easy for you to go, huh, and walk straight back out.
Yeah. And she said, I
wanted
almost to. Did. Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, nope. We practiced my breathing and I was just going to be calm and I also look like J-Lo from Hustle, so
fucking
get around me.
Oh, Miss A, you fucking love to see that.
Yeah, huge.
Go, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm so fired up from that.
Yeah. You're so fired up. You should have seen me the other day with the 80-year-old lady.
You and Anna Wintour hanging out in Abbotsford. Oh, Miss A, great job. That's awesome.
That is really
we
great
love
to
fucking hear those stories.
That.
That's awesome.
All right. Let me know that I was correct in the. What's that face you're pulling?
I'm torn, to be honest. I really don't know if you were in the. I get what you're saying about the sign, but she did have a great comeback. And it's Anna Wintour.
Great comebacks don't make you right. They do make you sassy in the moment.
Oh, my God. That's a hot thing to say.
Thank you.
Good comebacks don't make you right. Oh, my God. Beautiful.
We'll chat to you tomorrow. Go and let us know on the episode thread. Have a good one.
Love you,
Pivot.
Oh, fuck. I need a rest.
Is that one of them from earlier?